The new $1 trillion omnibus spending bill contains funding for USDA Farm Nutrition Trade and Rural Development programs. American Farm Bureau's R.J. Carney.
Rural development was a big winner within this appropriations bill. There was a $180 million increase in funding for USDA rural development, and that increase went towards Rural Housing Insurance Fund, the Rural Business Cooperative Service, and also telecommunication and electrification loans.
And Carney says, as far as the rationale is concerned,
trying to really build up rural prosperous communities and the need to have economic development go back into rural communities so there we can sort of stop this exodus of creating ghost towns and not having the younger generation come back to rural communities.
Regarding foreign aid,
the administration was requesting that the Food for Peace program change to a monetary program, and also it wanted to move the jurisdiction from USDA to USAID, and the appropriations bill did not allow that to occur.
Farm Bureau Bank direct food aid versus dollars from the U.S. Agency for International Development in a long-running policy dispute over the best way to combat overseas famine and still help U.S. producers. One kind of food, though, didn't make it into the bill.
The appropriations language precludes USDA from spending federal dollars for USDA to inspect the processing of horses for human consumption. This is going to prevent the harvesting of livestock for reasons unrelated to food safety.